All through his earthly ministry, Jesus instructed his disciples in order to prepare them for their future witness and work. He taught that those who follow him must be constantly ready and on the watch. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, he said, as men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door to him. Blessed are those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Jesus was speaking here of his second coming in glory. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? Jesus answered with another parable, that of the faithful and wise steward, who, during his master's absence, gave the servants of the household their food at the proper time. Blessed is that servant, said Jesus, for he will be put in charge of all his master's possessions. But if he is unfaithful, because his master is taking a long time in coming, and begins to beat the other servants, and to get drunk, then his master will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of, and he will be severely punished. For the servant who knows his master's will, and does not do it, will be punished far more severely than the one who does not know, and does things deserving of punishment. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be required. Jesus was again on his way to Jerusalem. As he went through the towns and villages, he taught the crowds who gathered to hear him. Someone said, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? Jesus replied, Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. He described the kingdom as a house with an entrance which would one day be closed by the owner. Then those outside would not be able to enter. Jesus was speaking of all those who would not accept to enter through the narrow door of salvation by faith in Christ. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, said Jesus, when you see people come from far and near and take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves are thrown out. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. At that time, Jesus was told that Herod wanted to kill him. He replied, Go tell that fox that I will heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. One Sabbath, Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee. While he was there, he was carefully watched by all those present. Then he saw a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they remained silent. So Jesus healed the man and sent him away. Then he asked them, If one of you has a son, or even an ox, that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull him out? And they had nothing to say. Then Jesus noticed how the guests chose the places of honor at the table. So he warned them about this attitude. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, he said, Do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host will say, Give this man your seat. Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you come, take the lowest place, so that your host will be able to say to you, Friend, move up to a better seat. Then you will be honored in the presence of all the others. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Next episode, the parable of the great banquet.